This is Rocco Granato reporting again for InLacrosseWeTrust.com and the Lacrosse Radio Network. Again, I'm here at the Bucksmont Indoor Sports Center, where the Philadelphia Wings just completed their rookie free agent camp with 30 young hopefuls, along with six goaltenders coming into camp, hoping to be one of the 8 to 10 players invited back within the next 2 week period when Philadelphia Wings open up their training camp starting on December 1st. With me right now, I have goaltender Eric Miller. Eric, how did you feel finally coming back into the NLL and getting that call from the Wings?
Oh, it's nice, you know, you get an invitation, get an opportunity for something, and it was nice to come out and put pads on again. Felt good, and that was a great camp. I mean, I think the league's changed a lot. You got to come in ready to roll. You don't get a lot of time to develop people anymore because of the number of teams and more people playing indoor lacrosse, and they went through a lot of things that seem basic to a lot of people, but they're very important to the game, and I think a lot of people not only learned a lot today, but played very hard.
Now, how do you think, like, some of the guys out there did? I mean, being, you know, looking at it from a goalie's perspective, you had about four or five other goaltenders out there with you. You have your chance to take somewhat of a break, but you still got to watch, see what's going on. Did you see any kind of mental mistakes that maybe some of the guys may have been making? In the beginning, it looked like there was a lot of mental mistakes happening, but then they kind of picked it up as the time went along.
Well, I mean, this is a big dream for a lot of guys who play lacrosse, and this is their first crack at a pro tryout, let alone playing indoor lacrosse. So I thought, you know, the mistakes were more of just kind of getting comfortable with being in close quarters, and they got rid of them very quickly, and it was highly productive, I thought.
Now, you've been in the league for a number of years. You stepped away from it for a while once the Titans, unfortunately, they folded. Coming back, you know what the Philly crowd is like, being here before. Obviously you're hoping to get that call to be here. What changes have you made in your game over the past few years?
I think as you mature, you don't worry about stuff so much. You concentrate on what your job is. You know, and that's not only playing lacrosse, it's just life in general and what goes on in your every day-to-day work. So try not to sweat the small stuff, don't make a lot of mistakes, and concentrate on what your job is. If everybody does that, it'll be one common goal, and I think everybody in Philly will be pretty happy with that.
Eric, thanks again for taking the time. I wish you all the best of luck.
Thanks, sir.
Hopefully I see you within 2 weeks. Until then, have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. Again, this is Rocco Granato reporting for the Lacrosse Radio Network and in LacrosseWeTrust.com, reporting live from the Bucksmont Indoor Sports Center, where, again, the Philadelphia Wings have just finished their rookie free agent tryout camp. Hopefully 8 to 10 young hopefuls will get that call to report on December 1st at 7 a.m. when the Wings open up their 2013 training camp here at the Bucksmont Indoor Facility. Until then, this is Rocco Granato signing off.